Dak can match Aikman's Super Bowl total, I'll kiss your right butt cheek.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Jacob Fagundes.
Huh?
I'm just joking. My name is Caleb Brown, dude.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk half about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
How you doing, Caleb?
Doing good, dude. Tired as shit. Had to drive 40 minutes this morning. Didn't see the crack ass of dawn until about an hour into work, so pretty tired. And then as soon as I get done recording this podcast, I got to go watch Game 7.
Oh, yeah. I got it playing on my phone right now. I'm super excited. So we are currently recording on Monday night, and so the game probably will not end until we're done recording. So,
yeah.
Anyways, today we are joined by a very special guest. Caleb, you want to intro him?
Yes, absolutely. I do. Today we are joined by my hero, an absolute man of legendary status. He's been here with me. He's been here without me. He's been here to save my ass on multiple occasions. Please welcome Papa Timmy Fagundes.
Howdy, fellas. How you guys doing tonight?
What's goody with ya?
What's up,
Parker? It's great to hear your voice, Caleb. It's good to see you on the screen here, too.
I miss you, buddy. You look good.
Thank you, man.
I'm digging the new haircut.
Yeah, I cut that one hair. That's right, dude. You noticed I cut that one hair,
yeah,
dude.
I'm stoked. I see it. I like how you're going for the whole Boss Baby thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, how's it going, Padre? But we live together, and so I know how it's going.
Talked to you a few minutes ago.
You guys are a hallway. You guys are have a bathroom separating you at the moment.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
That's true. Yeah, we have the Dallas Cowboys separating us at the moment.
Okay, the Dallas Cowboys just beat the dog shit out of the Washington Commanders. You barely scraped a win against the New York Giants. Know your role and shut your mouth.
We'll get there in a minute, but hey, what a win it was. Anyways, we wanted to have Padre on this week because the theme is old, apparently.
Nice.
Because Thursday Night Football was, in the social media world, known as the Unk Bowl. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco, both over 40 years old, played a hell of a game.
Yeah, they did.
Flacco went 31 for 47 with 342 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Rodgers went 23 for 34 with 249 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That's nuts.
It's insane.
It was a great game. It was awesome to see the old men both just go back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of a game back in the day, back before you guys, man, but it was Elway in Montana, when after Montana got traded to Kansas City. They both were old, dude, and Elway did his thing, but then he left too much time. And it was just awesome, man. Back and forth. You know how it is, dude. It was just great. That's what that game was reminded me of a lot, was just two dudes towards the end of their career just slinging it. It was awesome.
Football.
Yeah.
The Bengals ended up coming out on top, winning 33-31. Which means that Joe Flacco has now won an NFL game with 6 different teams.
Attaboy.
That's a lot of teams. That's a bracket saver right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's gone a lot of places because he's good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will say, well, it's different. But, you know, sometimes guys get traded because another team needs him pretty bad. Or he gets a fatter contract because somebody needs him pretty bad. Yeah, and he's a solid quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on, I mentioned it slightly, or Caleb brought it up, but comeback of the year, possibly even the game of the year. And yes, I know it's early, but what a game it was between the Broncos and the Giants Sunday afternoon.
No shit.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch. That one was real fun to watch. Jacob was freaking out, man. It was great.
It was terrifying. So the Broncos were down 19-0 at the end of the third quarter and down 26-8 with just 5 minutes left on the clock. I think it was like 5 minutes and 18 seconds left on the clock. They stormed down the field and in the fourth quarter put up 33 points to beat the New York Giants 33-32.
Which is kind of nuts.
Absolutely, man. I mean, dude, Bo Nix, he did well, man. And I had him sitting on my bench this week too, dude. He killed me.
The thing is, like, it's undeniable that Bo Nix is a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to stop putting that much on him because he is still developing. But he has those baller moments that you have to give him his flowers. Another guy that I've been shitting on for a little while, I've kind of gone back and forth on how I feel about him. I'm starting to give my flowers to Mr. Jackson Dart, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to give it to him.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you kind of hit a nail on the head, too, in that sense. He's still young, dude. He's going to.
Still young.
He's going to falter here soon a little bit. They all do, you know? And the thing is how they bounce back. And that's what was cool about Bo Nix yesterday, especially in that fourth quarter, is he bounced back really good. You know, like, you know, you got Caleb Williams who, you know, he's getting better little by little, dude. Like, yeah. He's still making stupid mistakes and stupid throws, holding the ball too long, too. But, like, Bo Nix, that was a huge fourth quarter for him. It was awesome to see it go down like that.
Absolutely. Those New York Giants got to be careful, though. I'll tell you what. If Cam Scataboo keeps running balls first into these freaking D-linemen, dude, he's going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn to sidestep him or run out of bounds or something. Dude.
I mean, I've never seen somebody dive balls deep into a D-line like that.
No. And that, like you said, it's not going to bode well for the long haul.
Yeah, he just gets the shit beat out of him and then goes into the end zone and starts doing a stupid little, like, shit. And I'm like, oh, my God.
But God, it's so fun to watch.
They're so fun.
You mentioned that Bo Nix fourth quarter, and that's actually our fun fact for the week. Bo Nix is the first quarterback in NFL history to have both two rushing and two passing touchdowns in the same or in one quarter.
Wait. You said two rushing and two passing in the same quarter?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That is nuts.
That is nuts. That's 28 points in a quarter. That's impressive by any offense, you know.
That's pretty sick, man. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. That's 28 more points than the Raiders put up this week.
Oh, man. I wanted to touch on that just for a second.
That's the next thing that I have.
Okay,
they had
sweet.
70 total yards going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Total.
That's not even once down the field, man.
I mean.
The Kansas City Chiefs absolutely dismantled the Las Vegas Raiders this weekend, beating them 31-0. But I just want to say that score does not tell the whole story. In the entire game, the Las Vegas Raiders ran 30 total plays. The Kansas City Chiefs had 30 first downs.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. I know nobody wants to hear it, especially Jake. I'm happy to see stuff like that, even though the Raiders are a dog shit franchise. Just another win for the Chiefs to tack on. I'm an advocate for the Chiefs, and I think they're slowly getting back to their form after they had a really rocky start.
Yeah.
But that's just
me. Did you know that was Andy Reid's first regular season shutout in his 27-year coaching career?
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. He has one in the playoffs back in 2015 against the Texans in a wild card where they won 30-0. But that was his first one ever in the regular season, dude, which is crazy.
That's kind of interesting.
I mean, he had some good teams in Philly, too, you know?
You know what? I like that fact. Hey, dipshit, why didn't you put that as our fun fact?
I didn't know that.
God.
Dude. That's fun fact number two,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ.
I got a couple more fun facts for you in a minute, too, Caleb.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about these. That's all I have
but
for
I will
the
give you. I will give you some flowers, too, during that conversation, too, Caleb. So.
But that's all I have for NFL.
Are we not going to talk about how the Dallas Cowboys absolutely beat the dog shit out of the Washington Commanders? We're just gonna
I'm going to touch on that, too, a little bit. I got a whole little Cowboys conversation I'll have with you.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
But first, I want to give a shout out to I guess all four of us since Cowboys won this week. That's great. But me and Joey and Jake's teams are riding the only teams in the NFL riding a 4-game winning streak at the moment.
Wow.
So I just wanted to send a shout out to
hell yeah
to the teams, man. Because who would have thought the Bears would win 4 games, let alone 4 in a row?
No shit.
Or the Patriots, for that matter. Sorry, Joey.
I mean, I'm a big Drake May guy.
Yeah, but I mean, 4 games in a row is tough for a young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else got absolutely dismantled this week?
Who
me
else?
Me in fantasy. I mean, Jacob beat dog shit out of me.
I bent you over and kicked your ass, dude.
Ooh, that was rough. That was rough. All right, man. You want to talk about Cowboys? I wanted to just touch on the part last week. You were talking about how awesome Dak Prescott was and this and that and the other. And I went in guns blazing, dude, try to prove you wrong 100%. And I cannot prove you wrong at all in a lot of cases, Caleb. So I will say, you know, you're right in a lot of cases, except in the main one where it matters, which would be championships, you know?
Absolutely.
But I just ran through a couple of things, you know, and I was kind of blown away by it, dude, actually, because, like, his total yardage is amazing for in 10 seasons compared to Romo and Aikman's, you know? He's only 1,000 yards roughly behind Romo, who did it in 14 seasons. Granted, he's had, what, this is his 5th season with an extra game?
Yeah.
You know, which kind of comes into play. So that couldn't prove you wrong there, dude. So yeah, he got it there, dude. So I went to touchdowns, dude. And he's 226 right now on touchdowns. And that's only like 20 behind Romo, dude. And he's like 100 plus over Aikman. So couldn't prove you wrong there, dude.
And so I rolled the play. Did pass up Troy Aikman for all-time Cowboys pass completions.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't even look, because I knew I couldn't touch you there. So I went to playoff wins. Well, of course, Troy smokes them there, dude.
Yeah, of course.
And then I went to seasons, and it's 10 for Dak, 14 for Romo, 12 for Troy. Right. So, I mean, impressive on Dak's end, not so impressive on Romo's end. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Emmett Smith, I was like, all right, but you got to remember Emmett Smith scored a lot of touchdowns. So it was 164 in his career. Well, the touchdowns in Dak has had 156 scored by running backs in his, plus another 30 himself. So, son of a bitch, you know. What do you do there,
it,
Caleb?
Here's my thing, real quick, before you keep going. Everybody tries to throw as much shade as they possibly can on Dak Prescott simply because of playoff performances. Yet they will go and absolutely suck the soul, I mean, blow Lamar Jackson.
I got you there, man.
Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield.
Josh Allen.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah,
and
I understand
Prescott
completely
is right
where
up
you're
there
coming
with
from.
Them in stats, right up there with them in the seasons that they're having. Dak Prescott is a phenomenal
right up there
quarterback.
With them in Super Bowl wins, brother.
Yep, and everybody's sitting there saying, oh, well, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he doesn't win this, he doesn't win that. Yeah, neither do 31 other quarterbacks.
And I went in here trying to prove you wrong, dude, and I'm telling you, it's hard on every level to say yes, except for the championships.
Yep.
And maybe career percentage overall, yep. But his career's not done yet.
No.
And the only thing was turnovers, man, but... You know, Aikman had 8 turnovers in 16 playoff games. Playoff turnovers is what I was looking at.
Yeah.
But 3 of those bad boys came in 1 game in 1998. Yeah, oof. So that's 5 in 15 games. Whereas, like, Dak has 8 in 7 games, and Romo had 8 in 6 games. See, it's those turnovers that have killed those cats, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, so if Dak can get his stuff together, maybe he can win one. But I'll make this promise right here to you, Caleb. If Dak can match Aikman's Super Bowl total, I'll kiss your right butt cheek.
Oh, shit.
You heard it here on the Right in the Bench podcast.
Well, you better get some chapstick.
I'm really pretty confident that ain't gonna happen.
I don't want no dry shit on my ass. I don't want your dry ass lips.
That's gonna be the intro this week.
Okay? I don't want your dry lips near my ass crack unless you're gonna promise me good performance.
There you go, brother.
How many Super Bowls does Aikman have? 3?
3.
3. Yeah, it's not gonna happen for Dak.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty. If he does, dude, then I'll be puckering up, brother.
I mean, I don't.
Just saying, dude. Just saying.
Mean, I could name a whole bunch of quarterbacks right now that aren't gonna beat Troy Aikman's record.
No, I'm just saying though, dude. You know. But anyway, that's man, wild. I just wanted to mess with you a little bit, Caleb. Like I said, because when you were running your mouth last week on the Dak Prescott, I was like, bullshit, man. Screw that cat. But then, like today, I looked and I was like, damn it, Caleb. I guess I might have to kiss your butt cheek if he matches him.
I told you.
I will defend myself a little bit. I have admitted that Dak Prescott is a great regular season quarterback.
Yeah, like Kershaw. Like Kershaw in the regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do?
One thing that does suck is that Dak is so injury prone. I think he would get a lot more recognition if he wasn't hurt as much, too. I think that's a big
absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, I don't know. That's just my 2 cents. That's all I have for NFL, unless you guys have anything else.
Yeah. I just like to keep in mind that Joe Burrow had 1 playoff run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just 1.
Yeah.
Just
1. And that's about all he's going to have, that big toe.
Yep. Huh.
Yep. But he had more playoff wins than Dak Prescott in Dak Prescott's entire career.
What happened?
Yeah, he lost.
Went to the shitter. To not making playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
At least we're here. When CeeDee Lamb's healthy and we still got George Pickens, good luck.
Yep.
Who got running for you this year? Who's your running back?
Javonte Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dog.
Dude, he's freaking. Why didn't he play like this for the Broncos last year?
Huh?
Yeah. That's my question. That's all he was not this good with the Broncos last year.
Because it takes a miracle for Sean Payton to develop a young player such as Bo Nix or like these younger guys. Sean Payton, if he doesn't click with a player, he doesn't click with a player. We saw that with Russ.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. On with the show.
Sorry to drag it down into the Cowboys abyss.
But. I'm so with it. It's stupid.
Yeah. Last week we talked about a couple of college football firings with Oregon State and Penn State. This week we have a couple more added on to the list. Florida is firing their head coach Billy Napier after 3-4 start to the season. Yeah, that's wild. I can't see that, Padre.
So backwards, it's stupid.
I gotta go grab my charger real quick, dude.
Okay, no problem.
Attaboy.
This also includes with him being fired a $21 million contract buyout.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, right now, between the Penn State guy last week and Billy Napier this week, it's looking like being fired as a college football head coach is the career to be in. These boys are cashing out. True. So.
Cashing out big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Second firing going on this week in college football. Colorado State is firing their head coach, Jay Norvell, after 4 seasons with the team with a career 18-26 record and starting off this year by going 2-5.
Woo!
Yeah.
College football don't mess around, baby.
No, no. I mean, you touched on it last week. These midweek firings are kind of, or midseason firings are kind of crazy. Because, I mean, coaching changes in the middle of the season can be tough.
Yeah.
So. Both of these guys know.
They both know.
Yeah. Both of these guys know that I am not the biggest fan of Coach Prime. He's not.
Come on.
He's not my favorite guy. Just because I don't know. I prefer it to be a little bit more about the football. But he did something that I really admired these past couple of weeks. So he set up a scrimmage for his bench players, like full on scrimmage. He had he brought some fans in. He had cheerleaders. Like, he tried to make it as much like a game as possible, only for his bench players. That way they could go out there and play a game full on. That way they can get film for when they enter the transfer portal.
Hell yeah.
That's way cool, dude. Like, he is something else, dude. Back in the day, you hated him, but you had to respect him, or you loved him. You know what I mean? It was one or the other.
With his booty shorts and his fishnet tank tops, yeah.
But the one thing about Prime Time or whatever, you would be hard-pressed to ever find any clip of him talking negative about anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll talk himself up to the top of the mountain, but you won't see him talk anybody down.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. We just got to keep in mind, Coach Prime is a star because he wore one on his helmet. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Are you mad about the money? I remember that, man. That was crazy times, dude. Yeah. He was something else. Did you guys have a chance to look for your black hoodie of death?
The what?
Huh?
Oh, you don't know anything about the black hoodie of death?
The hell is the black hoodie of death?
And oh, what's his name? DeBoer, is that his name in Alabama?
Oh,
and his black hoodie, where they're like, what, 8-2 or something crazy, dude? When he wears that black hoodie, dude.
The black hoodie of death, dude.
Yeah, they're made by Nike, and you can't touch them, dude. They're like way sold out.
I'm gonna buy one.
But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
One last piece of college football news I wanted to talk about. I wouldn't have mentioned it if Padre wasn't on this week, but Oregon is debuting some Grateful Dead inspired uniforms in week 9 on Saturday.
They're awesome.
My nipples just got hard.
Yeah, tie dye and the numbers and stuff, they're pretty sick.
Oy.
And on the back of the helmet has a little dancing bears.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, on the little plastic part on the back has little dancing bears. Pretty cool.
And the ducks steal your face is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
I just want to throw that in there for you.
Thank you, man.
I'm playing with this stupid fuzzy thing on my mic again.
Come on.
I'm playing with that fuzzy thing.
I'm going to leave it.
even listening to the podcast last week, I know I said I didn't hear a difference while we were recording, and I didn't hear a difference when listening.
Well, look, I'm listening to it right here. Let's see if you listen to it, Padre. This is what it sounds like with the fuzzy thing on.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's off and I sound like shit.
Yeah, it's better with the fuzzy thing on.
See, I told you.
I can't tell a big difference.
Do you have a fuzzy thing on, Jake?
I do, yeah.
Aye, there you go. I have no fuzzy thing except my beard.
Damn.
Just two little pieces of NBA news. First off, the Warriors have waived Seth Curry and are planning to re-sign him when they have, quote, financial flexibility.
When I first saw that headline, I thought it said Steph Curry. I was like,
what the hell?
Yeah, so the brothers did not even play a regular season game on the same team.
Do you know the story about it, though, right?
No.
He just signed with them in the offseason, knowing that they weren't going to have cap flexibility till after November 1st or something crazy. It's November 15th or something, maybe. And then things shift, and then they'll be able to sign him.
Oh, okay.
So it's the plan was to get the brothers to play together.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay. So that makes more sense.
So that's what's going down.
Okay. Well, then it sounds like that first week in November we will be reporting that the Warriors have signed Seth Curry.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. That one wasn't too big. I just want to talk about it because his brother's pretty big. This one was a big signing, though. The Kings have signed Russell Westbrook for his 18th season on a one-year, $3.6 million veterans minimum contract.
Oh, Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
I can never say Russell Westbrook because I watched a video a long time ago of this guy pronouncing NBA players' names wrong.
Mm.
So I can never hear Russell Westbrook. I think Rusicielli Wiestebrucki. Huh?
Didn't the Bucks just sign that dude?
No, the Kings. I just said that.
No, the dude.
Rusicielli
Wiestebrucki?
Yeah.
No, that's Genesis Atenetidi Okuna Matatapu.
I get those two confused.
But yeah, dude, he's played for a long time. 18 years is a long time, dude.
It's a while.
I mean, I'm 19 years old, so he's played 1 year longer than I've been alive. Oh, I mean, 1 year shorter than I've been alive.
It's pretty nuts.
That's crazy. He's got what? Crazy. An MVP?
MVP. So, MVP.
Yeah. And that season, he's averaged a triple-double, like, multiple seasons. He's a damn good player.
He's solid, man.
Yeah. Moving on, to the MLB. The Giants are closing in on hiring. Why didn't I not write his name down?
Tony Vitello.
Tony Vitello, the head coach from Tennessee, as their new manager. How are we feeling, Padre?
I like it. I mean, I'm good with it, dude. I can't hire an ex-teammate of Buster's. You know, that's kind of funky.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. I mean, didn't he just win a national championship?
Did they win a national championship? I can't remember.
I want to say they did, or he got played for one. Maybe they lost.
Yeah, I think they were definitely in the College World Series. I don't know if they won it. But yeah, I mean, he's proven himself in college, and I think he'll be.
I think he's a handsome fella too, so that'll be good for the ladies.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's no Gabe Kaplan.
Or the men in San Francisco. You know how it goes up there.
Oh, hell. Jeez, dude.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, dude.
No,
it's,
hey.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
I get it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the Giants are closing on hiring him. Into some playoff baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has set a postseason home run franchise record for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Not surprising.
No. Dude is absolutely mashing the ball this October.
He's awesome.
Yeah. And they're currently
I'm stoked he stayed with the Blue Jays. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Game 7 of the Blue Jays Mariners series is currently 3-1 in
nice.
Mariners in the top of the sixth. It'll obviously be over, and we'll know what the World Series is by the time this ends. But if the Mariners end up beating the Blue Jays tonight, they will have advanced to their first World Series appearance in franchise history.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, they better get like dustpans because we're gonna be swept.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the sad thing about it is, you know.
Yeah.
They might get a game, maybe.
But by the Dodgers, they swept the Brewers in the NLCS to advance to the World Series, and I just want to talk about how much of a douchebag Dave Roberts is.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what he said in his press conference after the
Let's go ruin baseball.
Yeah, he said, let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball.
Oof.
I can't stand that guy. I can't stand the Dodgers. I mean, and I hate them more and more every day. I can't stand them. Most of their fans.
You got to give some credit where credit's due to Shohei.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next thing I have is we may have witnessed, it kills me to say it, but possibly.
I don't even know that you could say may.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you can produce me a player that has better stats than what you're about to say.
Yeah, but we have witnessed the greatest postseason performance in Major League Baseball history, possibly sports history. Shohei Ohtani in Game 4 of the NLCS went out and had 10 strikeouts in 6 innings, as well as hitting 3 home runs from the plate. What also, he only allowed two hits on the mound. He had more home runs than hits allowed. Which is insane.
Yeah, and it kills me to say it, like, you know, but wow.
This is what I gotta say to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah, I'm just glad I don't have to smell it.
Well, I'm smelling it right now on my microphone. It's
take the fuzzy thing off now if you want to smell it.
Yeah, I'm just smelling it. Oh,
Caleb's gonna get pink eye.
I'm gonna get a, oh Jesus, it was the, oh God, in and out. Don't get animal style fries. Jesus Christ.
Next time, take the fuzzy thing off before you fart on it, dude.
All right, continue.
Yeah, but that's all I have for the sports news.
Oh, time for the fun part.
It is. We're getting into the fun stuff, and we're actually going to get a little bit away from the sports topic because I decided to switch it up. I wanted to have a little fun on this week that wasn't necessarily all sports related. So we are bringing back the draft, taking a break from the Mount Rushmore segment this week, bringing back a draft, and we are drafting our favorite fast food restaurants.
This is light work. This is such light work for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I think it'll be a good one. And this is just our favorite. It's not burger or chicken or Mexican. It's not anything specific. It's just our favorites, what our hearts feel.
Okay.
So since there's going to be three of us, it is going to be a snake draft. Padre will get the first pick because he's the guest. I'm going to get the second pick because you got the first pick in the last draft we did. And then I'm going to get – and then you'll get the third pick. But remember, it's a snake draft, so you'll get two in a row.
Okay. And we're taking five, right?
We are taking five.
Okay. Taco Bell.
Ooh. That's obvious for you.
Yeah, no brainer. Now, I was saying, can it be like, does it have to be national joints or can it be like local joints?
Let's go
probably
now.
National, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go now.
Okay, yeah. I was just thinking.
Yeah, because we have a listener from Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
We have a... It's you. Oh. but we have a listener from Quebec. I was looking into it. We had someone listen to an episode from Quebec, so...
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, we'll do national. I'm going to go with, by far, the best spicy chicken sandwich in the game, and we don't have one nearby. The closest one's 5 minutes or 45 minutes away, but it's my absolute favorite. I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A.
God! All right, you know what? Eat my ass. Give me Chipotle.
Oh, he burned you,
with
Jake.
My first overall pick. With my second pick.
My dad's fine with that. He doesn't like Chipotle.
Ooh, son of a bitch.
Chipotle.
With my second pick... Give me, in my opinion, oh, shit, this is harder than I thought. Son of a bitch. Wow. You know what? I'm just going to take the classic off the board. You know, arguably the greatest fries in the fast food game. Give me McDonald's.
Damn it.
That's a rough one. Take it right off the top. Well, I took Taco Bell, so that's understandable.
I want a Taco Bell so bad, dude.
I want a McDonald's really bad. That was
even though Taco Bell
pick.
Gives me the Hershey squirts, it still makes me want to.
It's know. Worth it.
Yeah.
Still ejaculate fuel.
Next, I'm gonna go to one of my favorites. It's one of my go tos. Like when my parents are out of town or whatever, I'm gonna go with Panda Express.
Oh, you're a jerk off.
Hmm. I love me a good orange chicken and teriyaki chicken from Panda.
Mm. I'm gonna have to say Wendy's nuts. I love Wendy's chili.
Oh my
man.
God, dude! I've been eating so much freaking Wendy's since I've been here. There's one like 5 minutes away. I've gained like who knows how much.
Yeah, dude. Wendy's, yeah. Dude.
Oh yeah. Damn you.
And it's me again, right?
Yep. You get back to back.
Well, Jake, I'm gonna have to pick Raising Cane's.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude. I mean, his chicken joints go nationwide or national, whatever the hell. I think they're probably top of the heap of chicken places, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I got really burnt out on Cane's, and so it's not necessarily my favorite anymore. But I used to be a bigger fan of it.
I mean, in high school, we just would freaking.
Dude, like every day.
Demolish Cane's.
There was probably a good month period where I was at Cane's almost every single day, and I just got burnt out on it, so it's not really my favorite anymore. But I can see why you like it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everything in moderation, my man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go to one. You guys are probably going to want to throw a flag on it, but I can back up what I'm saying. I'm going to go with In-N-Out.
I'm not a big In-N-Out guy. That was going to be an honorable mention for me.
Even I thought you guys were going to throw a flag
before I came over here.
Nah, man. I mean, that's cool. That's a good call.
I thought you were going to throw a flag because the whole nationwide stuff, but there's one in Tennessee.
Oh, no, it's going nation. It's no, national enough, dude, because like.
It's national enough. People common, or like the common misconception is that In-N-Out, or like, I just met so many people that are like, I thought In-N-Out was only California. No, it's West Coast.
Yeah.
And soon to be Tennessee and
there is
shit
one in
like
Tennessee.
That.
No.
Like well, they're expanding.
They're building a headquarters and stuff out
yeah.
there. Well,
yeah.
Something or other. East Coast, whatever.
Yeah. Caleb, you get two picks.
I get two picks. All right. Here's where shit gets sticky.
Yeah.
Okay. Because now I'm going personal favorites. The fact that I'm going to be able to steal these two, I know some people might not like them, whatever you want. I'm locking in Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can kill Jack in the Box tacos and one of the best fast food coffees out there.
Mm.
The iced coffee from Jack in the Box will absolutely ruin your life.
I did not know that.
The and only then, my huh? biggest criticism on Jack in the Box is the price. It is really expensive.
But
It's not totally nationwide. I know they have it around. The only reason I know it's not totally nationwide is because when we went to Colorado with Robin, who was on the
yeah.
podcast and whatnot, they had never had Jack in the Box. So we're like,
"Oh, it's so good!
You got to try these tacos, man." So we ordered 16 tacos, and we got back to the pad, and Robin then went off and ate five of them right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Before he even got to his own food, man. It was great.
That's rookie numbers. I'm eating six on a bad day.
Yeah, but he went back for like two or three more after that, too. After
but
he ate
that was
food.
That was his appetizer before he got to his own food.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-meal taco.
Here's what I'm going to throw down. We don't have it where we live, but it is one of the greatest places I've ever had. Give me Shake Shack.
Yes.
Damn it. That was my next pick.
Yes, I couldn't remember that place earlier. I was like, what the hell's the name of that joint, man? Or I would have stole it earlier. Damn it.
Yeah, that place is so good. I love Shake Shack.
So good.
Good one.
If I'm in a fried chicken mood and
you
I mean,
jerk off, don't you it, dare say it, I'll kill you.
It makes me mad because there's not one super close to my house anymore. But if I'm in a fried chicken mood, there is one place I'm going. Give me Mr. Colonel Sanders and KFC.
Oh, thank God.
He's the coolest dresser.
Really is.
Yeah. I want that secret blend of herbs and spices.
Because he wears all white, dude. Dudes who wear all white to work, that's where it's at.
Love me.
Are you just saying that because you're a painter?
Hey. Nothing to do with it.
You're the reason.
Don't mention my white overalls.
You're the reason I love the Cody Johnson song.
All right, Padre. You got your last two picks.
Man. Jack in the Box was good, dude.
I know.
I'm gonna go this joint called Steak and Shake.
Ooh,
you know, that's what it's called. We ate it when we were back, like in Chicago area, I think is where we had it.
Oh man.
And that was good, dude. Like that was solid. And I'm just trying to think, man.
Damn, man.
I like this a lot.
Damn. Fast food, right? Like
fast food.
Yeah, fast food.
Not good food that's fast. I don't know whose thing that is, but
that's BT's in Visalia. It's not fast food, it's good food so fast. That would 100% be on my list if it was nationwide.
Oh god.
I'm gonna have to go with, oddly enough, I'm gonna roll with Burger King, dude.
God damn it!
I love the flame broil flavor, dude.
I will easily say that the Whopper is the best burger in the fast food game.
I don't hate that take.
Yeah, the flame broil takes it to another level, man.
I don't know, but you said Wendy's. A Dave Singles up there.
Yeah, I love Wendy's for the chili, though, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. So, is that my five, right?
That's your fifth pick, yeah.
Beautiful.
For the last pick, I'm going to go, this is just a personal preference. I love this place. I didn't have it until I was probably about 13 years old. Was the first time I'd ever had it, and I fell in love with it instantly. They have the best Philly cheesesteak in that I've ever had. Give me Jersey Mike's.
Oh, damn. All right. I'm going to a sub as well. Give me Jimmy John's for my last pick.
Okay. That was another one of our spots in high school.
My honorable mentions are Popeyes and another one of our big spots in high school, even though it's underrated for its other menu items other than just the big-ass hot and ready's, Little Caesars.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, Little Caesars. Caesars. I worked there for 2 days, dude.
Oh, I love that.
Only so I could get out of going out of town on Thanksgiving so we could throw a party in high school.
Dude. Oh, hell yeah.
It's a great story. I'll have to tell you about it sometime, Caleb. It's
a good story. Yeah. Subway is obviously also an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I love Subway. And then Popeyes was going to be my other one because that was my go-to after I had games this last season.
Yeah,
I don't know if I even have an honorable mention, man.
If we're talking Visalia, I'm going to BT's, Taylor's Hot Dogs.
I'm Phillies. Gonna throw out a little respect to Arby's, though, man, because you know I know people bash it, and I even bashed it myself, dude, for years and years. And I looked at the kids and I said, "Have you ever eaten at Arby's?" And they said, "No." So I took them and we went there, and it was damn good, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't been back since.
It was pretty good.
That's good. So I just wanted to send a shout out to Arby's, man.
I'm pretty sure. And nobody take this the wrong way. This isn't me calling anybody this, but I'm pretty sure there was a girl at LD nicknamed Arby's.
Yeah. I don't.
You had the meat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in on that Arby's game, dude. That's rough.
No, dude. See, that's the thing, dude. They're just bumming, dude. But it was good, dude. I'm just saying, it was good.
I can't believe Jacob's stupid ass took KFC over Popeyes. That's nuts.
Oh, I prefer KFC.
KFC Famous Bowl will get you feeling things about yourself that you haven't felt in a long time.
That mashed potatoes and gravy at Kentucky Fried Chicken's good, dude.
Freaking coleslaw.
Oh, the coleslaw's good, too.
I'm not a coleslaw
KFC's
guy.
Good.
I love KFC.
Your middle name's Cole.
Yeah?
Coleslaw?
Yeah,
coleslaw.
I'm going to start calling you Slaw. Coleslaw.
Yeah,
what's up,
Slaw?
What up, Slaw?
I prefer J. Cole.
I like Slaw.
You do not have that kind of swag, bro. Don't even
try. How about A-Hole?
A-Hole?
Man, screw you guys. But that's our draft for this week.
Love it.
Moving on, we got a little factor cap going on. And I think I have a few good ones this week, a few that might trick you guys. My first factor cap.
Fuck, I hate this.
The Broncos have never had a playoff game have never won a playoff game with a quarterback that they have drafted. Factor cap.
Have never won a playoff game with a quarterback that they have drafted.
Yeah.
Cap.
I'm going to say fact.
Fact. Okay, Caleb, you said cap. Who would it be if it is Cap?
Wasn't Elway drafted by the Broncos?
Nope.
Oh, never mind then.
Do you want to change your answer?
And the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with Cap. Screw it.
It is Cap. Not because it's John Elway, but because the only Broncos drafted quarterback to ever win a playoff game for him was the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Tim Tebow.
That's what I just did through my hands. Like, that sucker win a playoff game, and he did. He took a knee and shit, man. I remember that.
So, yeah. Tim Tebow.
He has a cool first name, though.
Yeah. And then he went to the better sport.
Yeah.
So, and didn't amount to anything there. But,
no.
Yeah.
And didn't he win the Heisman, though?
Yeah. So he was a legend in college football.
Arguably the greatest college quarterback of all time. In my opinion, it's Johnny Manziel, but.
Johnny Football might say something different, but.
But
yeah, I'm Johnny.
Neither one of them were worth a crap in the
big.
So.
No,
I got Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow, and Baker Mayfield are mine.
They would have cleaned house now with that NIL stuff, though.
Oh,
man.
Shit. Oh, dude. Also, give some respect to Cam Newton, man. He was a dog in college.
Yeah, I'll give him some respect for his clothes, dude. I dig the way he dresses.
Yeah, I think he
wasn't Johnny Manziel.
No, he just got his number retired at Auburn too, which was cool.
Really.
Yeah.
Isn't that War Eagle?
Speaking of Eagles, my mom and stepdad are in Philadelphia right now, and I don't think my stepdad did it, but I told him I'd give him $50 to piss on Lincoln Financial Field.
Are they going to run up the steps by the Rocky statue?
They did. I think they did.
I would have, dude. I'd have to. Take me like 3 days, but I'd get up there.
The Liberty Bell?
Yeah. Go spackle it.
All right, hit me with a stinker, Jake.
The second factor, Cap. Usain Bolt once set a world record with an untied shoe.
That's fact.
That's a fact.
That's true. That is a fact. In the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Usain Bolt set a 100-meter world record of 9.69 seconds, and his shoe came untied as he was running. That's how fast he was running.
I could beat him in a race.
No shot.
And then it retied itself when he stopped.
That's wild.
That's not true. That's Cap.
That's Cap.
The wind was creating bunny loops and shit.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to mention that because that's kind of crazy.
That is pretty sick.
Yeah, that's at least he didn't fall.
Yep. Last factor, Cap. Michael Jordan did not make his high school basketball team as a sophomore.
True. That is a fact.
Yep. That is fact.
That is fact. Kind of, but I'll give it to you. His sophomore year, he was sent down to JV. His sophomore year.
Why?
Because he was only 5'7", and his another sophomore who was his who tried out was actually 6'7", and so they took him over him.
Who was that?
Oh, I can't remember.
Don't worry about it. I wasn't seeing it.
I'll tell you what, though, but when he was in college, his freshman year of college, he came in at like 6'1", and they're like, what the hell? And then he came back after summer, and he was like 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when he became... Couple gross words. That's when he took North Carolina to their championship.
Yep. So... That was interesting.
Is this my first perfect factor cap?
I don't know. We've had a lot of factor caps, so I can't say for sure.
I don't think I've ever gotten it perfect.
I'm not sure. We'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that brings us to the last segment on our podcast. When it's time for this segment, you know that we're getting towards the end. It is a weekly segment on our podcast called Start, Bench, Cut. I will give us three items, three sports, three people, three players, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our start, bench, cut is sports that you would watch. So, like, which one are you most likely to sit down and watch? So our start, bench, cut is cricket, rugby, and hockey.
Oh, that's easy.
That's funky.
Can I start it off?
Yeah, man.
I'm starting hockey. I'm benching. Oh, shit. No, I'll bench rugby. And then I'll cut. What was it, cricket?
Yeah.
I'll cut cricket. Here's the thing. It's hard benching rugby, but rugby scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're just watching it, man, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched these guys, and I'm like, I'm going to watch somebody's head fly off right now.
So gnarly.
Yeah.
It's so wild. Gnarly.
I was friends with a rugby player.
But it's crazy, because it's like, can I go next? Do you mind, Padre? Yeah.
No.
Have you ever met a rugby player?
I've never met a rugby player, no.
I have. I told him the name of the alphabet. He started with Z.
He's cut to the chase, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you would kill a field sobriety test. Continue. Yeah.
Look, rugby is crazy because they're hitting each other hard. They're fighting. But what's even wilder is that hockey is rugby on knives.
Yeah.
Like, they're running into each other just as hard in hockey, but they can't slow down as easily because they're on skates.
Yeah, they got pads.
That's true. But still, I think I'd rather watch a hockey game than a rugby game, so I'm actually going to start hockey.
Hockey players have pads, and rugby players have prayers.
Yeah.
And not a lot of teeth.
Not a lot of teeth.
Yeah. The I'm pros. Going I'm gonna bench rugby just because it's super entertaining, even though I don't know the rules. And I'm going to cut cricket just because it doesn't seem super entertaining. Like, there are a few cool plays that I've seen now and then or whatever, but I don't know the rules at all. And so I'm going to have to cut that.
It's still pretty sick, though.
Yeah.
The way they launch that ball around.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a baseballish game, isn't it?
It's like, baseball and tennis had a baby.
Yeah.
But you
that's an ugly baby, man.
But you can hit foul balls. Like, you can hit it backwards in cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go chase that, dude. Hey, you dummy. I'm gonna start rugby.
Oh, shit.
Because it's gnarly, dude. You know, and I've seen hockey, and I haven't watched a lot of rugby. So I'd watch rugby over hockey for sure. And honestly, cricket intrigues me a little bit because I haven't seen like a whole game of it. I've just seen like clips of bits and pieces. And hockey's cool, but honestly, man, I know it. This is like blasphemy in the world of sports.
Yeah,
but I find it kind of stupid that they just let them sit there and punch each other. You know, that's what boxing is, dude. Like, I don't know. I know that's blasphemous, dude. Like, oh my god, but. That's just how I feel. So I'm cutting hockey and benching cricket.
That's crazy.
So.
That is wild.
Yeah. And I hate the cold too, dude. So.
That makes sense. That ice.
So. Yeah. I got a great quote from Mama Fagundes today. I posted an Instagram story of me freezing my ass off. Getting to work this morning. And she sent me a lovely DM. Let me see if I can pull it up. She told me. And I quote, you can take the kid out of California, but you can't take the California out of the kid. And that could not be more true. When I tell you my nuts were in my chest and my belly button and my asshole made contact this morning, it happened. Freezing.
How cold was it?
It was like 38 degrees.
Oh, dude. Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyways... That's all I have for this week, unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
No, man.
That's it.
I just want to wish Caleb the best out there in Utah.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Can't wait to see you when you get home.
Absolutely.
And, have fun. Be safe, but have fun.
Yes, sir.
Caleb, you want to hit him with a donating spiel?
Sure. So let me give you guys a little insight on our lives. We are two broke 19-year-old boys who are trying to make a difference in the sports world, the entertainment world, and the podcasting world, but mostly entertainment as a whole. And newsflash, that is not cheap. So if you would like to help us out with that, you can. All right, just go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little support button at the top. It'll take you to a link, or it will take you to a page that tells you a little bit about us and what your money will be going towards. So if you want to donate, that'd be greatly appreciated. Any amount would be appreciated. And if you don't want to donate, then just shut up and keep listening to the show.
Absolutely. Send us some money. We'd really appreciate it. Go follow us on our socials, both Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod. We post updates on there. Send us a DM. Let us know Let us know what you like, what you don't like about the show, things you want us to talk about. Let us know, and we'll make sure we talk about it on the show.
What's your code word this week, man?
Code word is freezing
nipples.
Oh.
Freezing nipples.
Freezing nipples.
Your code word is freezing nipples. If you made it to the end of the episode, DM us freezing nipples.
There we go. But yeah. Padre, thank you for joining us this week, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Love you, Pop.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I enjoy this more than you can imagine. So,
of course,
thank you guys.
Baby. Thank you for giving props to my dacky. To my dacky Prescott.
Hey, man, I that was not my intent, though, Caleb. My intent was to shove it up that butt I may have to kiss.
Oh, dude, kiss my ass. This entire episode, by the way, I've been looking at myself on the left side of the screen. Mm-hmm. I did not sleep a single hour last night, and I look high.
It's all right. I'm actually really proud of you because you also didn't drop an F-bomb.
Yeah, I did. But I think it was so subtle that I don't even care.
Well, I'll find it in the transcript and have to bleep it out.
I'll bleep it in.
If so, I bet it's so smooth you don't even hear it, dude.
The kids at the school have found my podcast. I can't leave it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't say bad words, Jacob.
I tried not to. My very best.
Yeah, man.
Dude, cut it out.
All right, I'll cut the out. My bad.
Jesus Christ, Caleb. Come on. All right. Anyways, today we... I'm all thrown off now.
He's flustered now.
What the f***?
He's just going to cut the whole last segment out. Bye.
Thank you again, Padre, for coming on this week. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Agundis.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Right of the Bench podcast. Stay benched, boys.